Anyway, Ormsby chairs the Hawke's Bay Civil Defence Emergency Management Group Joint Committee, and she also chairs the Hawke's Bay Regional Council. But you may be aware that the findings of the independent review into Cyclone Gabrielle has been furnished. The review, led by the former Commissioner of New Zealand Police, Mike Bush, was asked, or tasked, I should say, with identifying a range of learnings and opportunities that can be used to improve resilience for future events. Hinewai Ormsby, currently with us, recorded or to Tuhine, kia ora, ko Dale tēnei.
Dale.
Hey, Hinewai. Kia ora. Well, it's right that we review how we went, so if we're challenged in a similar way, we can do better next time. What was the Civil Defence Emergency Management's response to the report, Hinewai?
Kia ora. So, yes, you're right. Mike Bush was commissioned by our joint committee. We felt that we needed to capture all the voices, all the feedback from our communities. We had from Te Wairo down to Poranga Hau impacted severely here from Cyclone Gabrielle. So we needed to take all that information and turn it into findings and improvements. So we have a group office here who are our civil defence group coordinators and controllers. There are 14 of them that sit in an office in Hastings. But then we also have amongst our five councils in Te Matoa, Maui, controllers, local officers, and of course our emergency organisations involved in civil defence. When it comes to declaring an emergency, we all become civil defence. I recall putting on my vest early that morning, evacuating some of my whānau from our takapakainga up to the marae, to a higher ground at Waiohiki, until 40 hours later the army could come in with unimogs to take us to Waipatu marae. So I'm incredibly proud of all of those kaimahi who stood up, and we do that quite naturally as marae. But what we need to take from these findings and recommendations, which there are 9 Tier 1 recommendations and 66 Tier 2, is that we need to do better next time. And that looks like better training, that looks like the government stepping in with resources, tools and funding, and that looks like our Māori infrastructure getting far more support for the next event, because we know that climate change is with us. It's loud and clear that we are going to get more severe weather events.
Well, let's, from a starting point, acknowledge the efforts of those who worked under the most extreme circumstances. No one was anticipating an event as catastrophic as it became, and the pace with which it arrived. But it is right that we gear up to do better next time. You've already touched on the interface between Ngai Māori and civil defence. It's just perhaps one area to delve in of the 9 Tier 1 recommendations, anyway. How can we do better? What's the Māori? How do you think our Māori connections and resources could be utilised better in a similar situation?
We're really good as iwi and hapu to have both hard infrastructure and soft infrastructure set up. We know whenever there's a tangi, we've got the infrastructure there to host a lot of people. And so what we need to do in Hawke's Bay and across the country, which we need government support from, is to be able to resource that and to train, because our marae are at different spaces in terms of being ready for emergency management situations. So we need to be able to provide better training, better resourcing. We see Tairāwhiti done it really well with pods, setting up pods, so that in an event we are self-sufficient for at least 2 weeks before help can come, because what we experienced with Cyclone Gabrielle here was that you needed to do that. And our marae, those that could, stood up and were able to look after the whole community. So we need to resource that up. We also need better interface at our governance level for our joint committee, which straight after the cyclone, and, you know, I took on this role at the start of the term in October, before the cyclone, and immediately identified that our interface at governance with our iwi and hapū was very weak, and also within the operations of our CDEM group. So we're making changes there, but that needs to be lifted another level, and that was really recognised in the report and in the review, as well as understanding how mātauranga Māori can really improve our resilience for the next emergency.
Yeah, well, that last point is intriguing in itself. How can mātauranga Māori be utilised better?
I think our relationships with our natural environment is really important. Māori are very aware of when we live next to our awa, next to our maunga, that there are risks involved with that. And so we observe, because we have that mātauranga and observations built into our interactions with the natural environment. So, you know, those are some key understandings that actually the whole community can have insight into and need to, because without being aware of what our environment and our climate's doing, we put ourselves at risk with not knowing.
Tēnā koe, Henewai. Like I say, we've got huge respect. I'm sensing that there needs to be wānanga to bring all the strands and the willingness for people to tautoko, to bring them all together. Is that something that's on the planning table?
Yeah, absolutely. And we need to do this at our marae, at the base where we are going to āwhi people. So, yeah, absolutely, that education is part of the package. Go to marae, hold wānanga, hold trainings, make sure the resources are there, and invite the rest of the community in as we hosted them during the cyclone.
You're a busy wahine, and hats off to you anyway. I know you've got to get away. What's keeping you busy today?
I'm chairing this role, you know, entails chairing a lot, but we've got a full council meeting. And obviously long-term planning for all councils in the next few weeks. You'll see what your local council's rate rise looks like, what they're asking for investment, because across local government, it's not an easy space, and central government have to come to the party with making sure we have good infrastructure for the future.
It's good talking with you, Henewai. I hope we can have another cordial soon. Keep up the neat mahi on our behalf. Thank you.
Oh, kia ora, Dale. Tēnā tātou.
Tēnā koe.